Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines coming to you on this Football Friday. Joining the podcast today is Bears defensive tackle Justin Jones. So very appreciative of Justin taking the time. Justin, how you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Excited to have you on. And I understand that it's been a few weeks since the end of the season. You're at home with family. And so definitely is cool to chat with you about what you experienced in Chicago for the 2022 season. So with that being said, Justin, have you taken some time to rejuvenate your mind and body since the end of the campaign?
Yeah, I have, man. I'm just enjoying my time off, like I said, man. And, you know, just taking the time to be with my family and, you know, make up for some lost time, you know, that we spent during the season and everything. Because, you know, it's a long season, man. And, you know, when you get home, the offseason goes by quick, so.
Well, you just finished your first year in the Windy City. You signed a two-year deal with the Bears in free agency last March. How have you enjoyed your stay in Chicago thus far? What are your early impressions of the Bears fan base?
I like them. I feel like they're diehard. I feel like they come out and they show out every game. And, you know, regardless of we win or not, you know, they're always out there cheering no matter how cold it is. And, it's really cool to see, you know, a city that stands behind their football team, you know, through thick and thin. So I'm just ready to get, you know, bring back some more wins for the city.
So you started your career in LA with the Chargers, Justin. Now you went to Chicago, which is a very cold city where you played several games this year with frigid temperatures. How have you adapted to that, kind of going from the sunshine in LA all the way to the frigid cold in Chicago?
It was not saying it was easy, you know, but, you know, once you make your mind up to say, like, you know, I'm just about to go out here and do my thing. You know, it's really, you know, that's really it, man, to be honest.
I have to ask you, Justin, have you tried some of that Chicago-style pizza?
I have not. I'm not, I'm lactose intolerant, you know, for the most part. So that cheese will probably get me backed up. So I'll probably just lay off of that one for right now. I've taken a rain check on it. So people have said how good it was. So I take a rain check on that one.
Got you. So when you were a free agent, Justin, I'm sure a lot of things went into it, talking to a lot of players on the podcast. It's a whole process where you're, you know, working with your agent, you're identifying potential teams and scenarios. But the Bears, you chose to sign with them. It's a new head coach GM pairing this year with Eberflus and Ryan Poles. How heavily did they weigh in on your decision to sign with the Bears?
I was more so leaning towards the opportunity, honestly, you know, just to go out there and show what I could do, you know, in the 4-3 and, you know, show my leadership skills and, you know, how explosive I am, you know, come out the ball and stuff like that. And obviously in this scheme, you know, it allows me to be that type of guy. So, you know, that kind of got me the most interested. And then obviously it's a rebuild year and, you know, it's a whole new staff, whole new coaching staff, and it's a bunch of new faces, man. And, you know, just going in there and being one of those guys, man, that's kind of what I was looking forward to.
You just mentioned that transition, right, to a new team, L.A. to Chicago. What did you learn about yourself during this past season, changing franchises? You're in a new locker room, a new surrounding. What did you most enjoy about that process?
Just, you know, meeting the new players, man, meeting the new teammates, man, and, you know, getting around them and hanging around them and, you know, having a good time and, you know, learning a lot about them guys and, you know, just having a good time. You know, obviously, I wish the season went, you know, the way we wanted it to. But, you know, you still build some good relationships. So that was the most important part, honestly, to me.
Relationships are indeed key. 3-14 season. I know it was a rebuilding year. But the Bears, y'all were in a lot of tightly contested ball games. And so I watched you a lot this season. And so now you have a lot of young players on that team, Justin. How do you think you can benefit from some of the highs and lows of the 2022 season?
I mean, just, you know, looking at the team from the previous year and looking at it to where it's going, you know, obviously, I mean, the previous year, I mean, in this year and seeing where it's going, you know, and, you know, just being a part of that and knowing where we came from and that we still got some places to go. That's the biggest thing. I can see, you know, where we're getting better at, you know, and obviously I see plays, same places that we need work at, you know, during this season, and obviously just watching the whole thing get corrected, you know, the following season and taking little steps like that.
Travis Smith is the defensive line coach there in Chicago. How have you enjoyed playing under him?
He's a real cool guy. I appreciate, you know, the way he coaches and everything and the way he tries to connect with the guys. You know, I appreciate him for that. And, you know, obviously it's his first year as the head defensive line coach. So, you know, I know it's kind of tough, you know, going through a losing season like that. But, you know, he's a great guy, great coach. And, you know, I know it's just going to get better.
And what about head coach Matt Eberflus do you like the most? I mean, it looks like he's had a lot of positives on his resume. Of course, he was the defensive coordinator in Dallas for a while and a defensive-minded head coach. It seems like a lot of players enjoy playing for him. What has your experience been like playing for the new first-year head coach?
It's cool, man. You know, I can tell, you know, he's a real genuine guy. You know, when it comes to, like, little things like, you know, playing with technique and, you know, just getting the best out of his players. You know, that's what I've seen. That's what I know. That's what a lot of guys say. Obviously, the guys coming from the Colts and the people that's been with him, you know, they say he's a real high energy, you know, genuine guy. And that's kind of what I look for in the coach, especially in the head coach, somebody who's going to shoot you straight, you know, at all times. So that's kind of my opinion on him.
Justin, you were a game wrecker for the Bears, man. 17 starts, 52 total tackles, 28 solo, a career high, 12 tackles for loss. You led the team in that area, 3 sacks. 7 QB hits, 2nd on the team, 1 fumble recovery, 4 pass defenses. How would you rate your performance from this past year?
I think it was good. Obviously, you know, the situation of everybody just come in and learn this new scheme, but it's up from here.
The defense, as mentioned earlier, man, a lot of young talent. You have Dominique Robinson, who came into his own, Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon in the secondary. What type of potential do you see for the unit moving into next season?
I was telling one of my teammates before we left, I said, you know, obviously the one of the biggest takeaways from this season is that a lot of rookies got a lot of snaps. And that was one of the huge things that I've noticed, you know, obviously in the season is that a lot of rookies are playing a lot. And with that being said, come next year, the game is going to slow down so much for them. And that means we're going to have a lot of veterans on the field who know what they're doing, what they expect. And that's one of the biggest things, you know, obviously going into your second year, the game slows down and you make a lot more plays. So, being that we have so many rookies just playing and getting a lot of reps, man, we're going to have a real good team next year, I feel like.
Justin, I know this is probably hard to think of right on the spot, but what was your favorite moment or play from this past season and why?
Favorite play? I think it was the Patriots game when Jaquan had caught that pick with the messed up thumb.
Oh, yeah, the one-handed grab.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It looked like all of you, and then, of course, the team celebrations where you all go run to the other end of the end zone and celebrate. That's something that has been done in the NFL a lot recently with the turnovers. You all just have a good time. I mean, what can you say about those moments where you get that turnover, you all get together as a defense, and you go celebrate, especially when you're on a visiting field?
It's a party in the end zone, man. It's a party in the end zone. You know, we say meet me there. You know, beat me there. Beat me to the quarterback. Beat me to the takeaway. You know, be the first one to get the ball. Let's score. Let's score on defense. That'll change the game.
Yeah, you have one season playing in the historic NFC North, Justin. You're playing against Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. How have you
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brace that thus far.
It was cool, man. You know, I always wanted to go to Green Bay and play them. That was my first time playing in Green Bay Stadium in Lambeau Field. And that was fun, man. I especially in a historical game like that one. You know, the Bears versus Packers, that was a historical game. And, you know, a lot of fans came out. You know, you saw a lot of orange out there, orange and navy. So that's always good to see. So that was fun. And you can tell my team is ready to play that game. I feel like that was one of the most competitive games that we played that year, you know, playing Green Bay at their house.
Yeah, Lambeau Field is known as one of the most iconic stadiums in the NFL. Did it exceed your expectations playing there? What was your experience like going out there at Lambeau?
It was cool, man. I just took some time to take it all in, you know, because, you know, you work so hard to get here and you work so hard to stay here, man, that, you know, you just sometimes you just don't see exactly where you're at. And, you know, you don't really, like, take the time to really be like, damn, like, I'm really playing in Lambeau Field right now, like, against Aaron Rodgers and, you know, going against these guys and, you know, trying to get a win against them and mess their season up. Like, I don't take that for granted, you know, because there's a lot of people who wish, you know, that they were doing this, man, and I get to do it for a living.
Take me back to Soldier Field, Justin. First year playing there, and that's also another hostile environment for home games. Did you feed off the energy from the fans there?
I did, man. The fans, especially when we're winning, man, the fans love it, man. You know, they're talking trash. They're yelling at the other team, man. And, you know, they're into it, man. I love that. You know, where I come from, man, you know, the fan base, you know, it's really good, but it's nothing like this. It's nothing like this. Bears fans, they travel. Bears fans, you know, they're going to be with us no matter what the weather is. And, you know, I just appreciate them more than anything.
Speak a little bit about your quarterback, Justin Fields. I mean, he had a sensational year, especially running the ball, and just a guy that's already showcasing that potential. What type of respect does he have in the locker room?
I mean, first of all, just seeing the way he plays, you know, and how, like, how accurate and how, you know, precise he was in college as a passer, and, you know, showcasing that he has wheels, you know, I thought that was big time for him. You know, just showing his ability to score in different ways, and that he can beat you in so many different ways. You can change the offense on the defense at any time. I feel like that's big time. But as a leader, you know, he's more so a lead by example type of guy. And, you know, I appreciate him for that because, you know, we have a lot of young players on the team. You know, obviously him being one of them. But as a quarterback, you know, a lot of guys look up to you. You know, so when they see the way you work and the way you go about, you know, approaching your job, man, like, you know, it's only a few who really take this, you know, as serious as Justin Fields. And the ones that do, they're really special. And I think he's going to be one of those guys.
Well, Justin, we see it every year. In this case, in the playoffs, you look at a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars, who went from last in their division last year to now winning the division, and now they're in the divisional round playing the Chiefs on Saturday. And so for the Bears, I mean, you have the young pieces there in place. You have a number one overall pick to use. You have draft capital, a lot of salary cap to utilize this offseason of free agency. So what part of that, the potential, intrigues you and excites you about the upcoming year with what you already have there in Chicago?
You know, just the ability, you know, to get guys in here, you know, that can also be leaders as well, you know, and come in and get all these rookies, you know, on the same page along with the rookies we have in the building already, and, you know, just help lead the way, you know, that's the biggest thing, you know, is we got a lot of young guys, you know, we need a couple more guys, you know, that are just, you know, older, you know, people in different rooms, you know, who can help out, you know, with the young guys and everything, and, you know, just be around and just show them how it's supposed to look, you know, because obviously, you know, I'm around and everybody see how I work, you know, but I'm in the D line room. You know, I'm not in the running back room, I'm not in the quarterback room, I'm not in the receiver room, I'm not in, you know, the O line room. So, you know, just having guys like that in different rooms, you know, being the leader for their group, like that's major.
How big of a process and how much input do you think you're going to have? I mean, this upcoming free agency, are you the type of guy that likes to be a strong recruiter for your team, or do you just kind of kick back and let the front office do their job?
I mean, in the offseason, man, I'm more so focused on me and my family, man. Like I let them focus on, you know, who they're bringing in and who we need and everything. And then, you know, I just figure out, you know, how I can play around them, man. You know, and be able to showcase my ability as you know, at the same time as they're doing their thing. So just seeing how I fit in with everything, and, you know, trying to make this thing a smooth transition as we bring new guys in, man. And, you know, just try to build the best defense we can, because obviously that's the front office job, man. I'm just trying to help that out.
Hey, Justin, you know, there's been some really good playoff games these last couple of weeks. Have you been following them at all?
I have. I mean, I've been seeing some really, really crazy games. I know the the Jaguars and the Chargers. That was a crazy game. Crazy, crazy, crazy game, man. It's not often you see somebody come back 30 points.
Yeah, man, 27-point comeback. I was sitting there watching it. I know a lot of people shut that game off. Trevor Lawrence threw 4 interceptions in the first half, man. That was against your former team, and so I'd imagine that was quite interesting for you to sit there and watch that type of game unfold, huh?
It was. It definitely was, man. And, you know, obviously, the party was like, yes.
Yeah.
But no, nah, man, you know, I love those guys, man. It's a great group of guys over there, man. And, you know, I'm happy that, you know, they're playing on the stage because, you know, they work hard, just like, you know, we work hard at the Bears, man. And, you know, that was tough to see, though.
All right, Justin, I got to get your thoughts, man. We're the divisional round. We got the Chiefs, Jags tomorrow. We got the Eagles, the Giants. And then Sunday, we have the Bengals, Bills, Cowboys, Niners. Which teams do you like to win this weekend?
I like the Niners. I like the Niners. I like KC. I feel like everything else is a toss-up, honestly.
Yeah, that Bengals-Bills game is going to be really good on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'm tuned in for that one. My teammate actually played. My old teammate actually plays for the Bills. I mean the Bengals. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play. You know, we're usually playing on Sunday, so it's not often that you get to sit down and really enjoy a game.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, do you have any travel plans? I know you right now you're kicking it back with family at home. Or do you have any plans to maybe go elsewhere, visit any particular place this offseason?
We're probably going to go to Mexico or something, or we're going to Mexico for a wedding at some point. And then we're going to go to, I believe, Costa Rica or Tulum.
Okay.
No, we're going to Costa Rica, we're going to Jamaica and Cabo. Yeah.
Nice, man. That sounds like you're going to enjoy that for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I like traveling with the wife and everything, man. Just, you know, being able to experience different things in different countries and to see different people, man, and just enjoy it like that.
Now, Justin, before we get out of here on this podcast interview, what is your message to the Chicago Bears fans that follow you, that are fans of yours, you know, that wear your jerseys on game days and they're looking forward to the offseason and an upcoming year in 2023? What do you have to say to them?
Stay tuned, man. We're getting better, man. We're getting better. It's going to be a fun year next year, man. Just tune in and, you know, stay patient because, you know, we're coming up.
I appreciate you joining the podcast today, brother. And take care this offseason. Get some rest. God bless you moving forward, man. And again, best of luck as you continue your NFL career.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Thank you a lot for reaching out.
Yes, sir. Blessings, brother.
All right, man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.